We're at the LEAD Alumni Conference in Kearney today, and we just had a presentation on a unique program at Bridgeport Public Schools, Bridgeport, Nebraska, a local beef initiative. And we're going to talk with Chuck Lambert, superintendent of Bridgeport Public Schools. Chuck, talk about the local beef initiative program and what you're doing there.
Thank you, Ken. Hey, we're very proud of our agriculture in our community there at Bridgeport. And if you've been out there, there's a lot of cattle out there. And one of the ideas we came up with is we wanted to promote our local beef through our school system. So we came up with the idea of having some of our local beef actually for meals every day at school. The only way we could make this work was to have some of the producers in the area give some cattle. And in order to do that, we also had to have a USDA locker do that. So we used KDK Meats there north of Bridgeport to do that. And we tried to get the word out there what we were wanting to do. And basically it was going to be a donation. And then the school would probably have to pay for the processing to serve the meat. Well, thanks to Justin and Jeff, we were able to get the word out there. And so far we've had 14 animals given to us. And we've served an infinite amount of pounds of ground beef and burgers at the school. It's been going over quite well. We serve quarter pounder cheeseburgers at school. We have beefy tacos, beefy nachos, almost anything with beef. It's really helped the perception of our school lunch program, and I think it's really helped our community because Bridgeport is such a progressive community, and we're really proud of what makes our town run, and that's the farmers and ranchers in that area.
And we do have Justin Corman here and Jeff Pohl, who are members of the board at Bridgeport, the school board, and also our cattle producers who are donating to the program as well. And Justin, talk about from your perspective as a producer and what this program is doing for you.
You know, it's allowed all of us beef producers to make an impact. And in our school, from the lunch program standpoint, everybody can think back on the day when they ate in the school cafeteria, and you wondered where did this meat come from. Well, we can provide them that answer today. We know it's a quality product. It's raised by producers in Morrill County and processed locally, and we can provide that back to our school.
And Jeff, you talked some too about what it means to the producers in the area.
Yeah, I myself thought there's a couple of good things about this program. One, it helps with public awareness of where our meat comes from. I live in a small community, and you know, the younger generation and people in town now, it's a chance for them to know where our food comes from, what the producers in my area do. I also think it's a chance to promote beef in general, which is a good thing for me because I am in the beef industry. And third, I would say it's also a chance for our community and people to thank the producers in our area for what they do. I mean, we live in a society where there's a lot of negative feelings about the environment or what their farmers do. Well, here's a chance for us to thank the producers in our area for what they do and awareness that they do something for us. We provide our good quality food and a chance to thank them. So,
Chuck, this is with all the talk about, you know, local foods now, and this really is a local food program.
It really is. And the fact that we invite the ones that donated to the program to come eat with the kids, they can actually sit there and they can see in one day they fed 500 kids. I mean, that day they're responsible for the food that was served, and that's really, I think, hit home with the producers and the kids to know that, hey, that's who actually raised the animal that we're eating today. So that's been great.
Prior to this, where did the beef come from? Did you know?
Well, I'd like to think it was pretty quality, but I'm kind of like with Justin. Sometimes you wonder if it's more soy or it's more whatever part, but, you know, we still bought into the fact that it was beef. But this has really increased that. There's no doubt where this beef comes from. It tastes like the real thing, and it is the real thing.
Yeah. And you mentioned you'd like to get maybe FFA involved a little more in this program going forward?
We'd like to see this program where maybe we can actually use the school system completely. Maybe that's some of the FFA kids raising the animals, so then we can then use their animals to serve at school. We're kind of trying to come up with something creative that we can make that work financially for the kids, for us, and for the community.